VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Benson. You're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. What's up, VoiceTubers? Benson back again with a brand new episode of our weekly pronunciation challenge. I want to share a funny story that happened to me when I was in Australia many years ago. In Asian countries, we usually take off our shoes when entering the house, but in some Western countries, people would keep their shoes on. There was this time when I was 8 years old, I was visiting a friend's house for the first time. I was shocked to see my friend went into his house with his shoes on that I screamed, "Hey, don't we need to take off our shoes? Your mum's gonna kill us!" My friend's mum began to laugh and said it was okay to wear our shoes in the house and that they do it all the time. I was a tad confused at the start, and then I found out that a lot of people in Australia would wear their shoes in the house, and that is just an Asian habit to take them off. There was also one time when my friend came over to my house for dinner, he heard my dad slurping noodles and said to me, "Why does your dad eat so loud?" Slurping noodles or soup in Western countries is considered rude as they would eat quietly, but in Asian countries like Japan, it is a sign to show the chef that you love their food. Do you wonder if there are other Asian habits that are considered weird to Westerners? I'll share another personal experience at the end of the show, but before that, let's get started with our sentence of the day. And also, I've heard that people are just wondering why, especially for Japanese, they like slurp their noodles really loudly, where I was like, in the West, that's considered rude. 那这个意思就是说，还有我听过有人很疑惑为什么，特别是日本人。 他们吸面吸得很大声，但是在西方国家，这是非常没礼貌的。Alright, let's get to our pronunciation tips. 那我们的第一个字呢，就是 individual. 那 individual 的话，它有四个音节。那你要注意的话是后面的 d 是发 dual 的音哦，是 individual, individual. 所以那个 d 不是念 individual, 是 dual, individual. 那下一个字呢，就是 improve。 那 improve 它有两个音节，就是 improve，improve。然后下一个字呢，就是 general。那 general 的话，它有三个音节。那前面的 g 我们叫做 soft g， 所以是发它的发音是念 j 的音，是念 general，general。那我们知道 hard g 是念 g， 所以 soft g 是念 j，记得要 general。 Okay, let's get to our vocabulary words. 那么第一个字呢，就是 wonder。 那 wonder 的话，它是个动词，它就是疑惑、想知道。 So wonder is a verb. It means to ask yourself questions or express a wish to know about something. For example, I wonder if I could get out of work tomorrow by pretending to be sick. 我想知道如果明天假装生病，是不是可以翘班？ 那 wonder 的话，它还有一个是名词，那名词的意思就是惊讶。 So wonder can also be a noun and means a feeling of great surprise and admiration caused by seeing or experiencing something that is strange and new. Alright, the next word we have is slurp. 那 slurp 的话，它是一个动词，它的意思就是咕噜咕噜的喝，或者是粗声的喝。 So slurp means to drink a liquid noisily as a result of sucking air into the mouth at the same time as the liquid. For example, in China, people would slurp their soup to show appreciation for the chef's cooking. 在中国，人们喝汤会发声，发出声音，以表示对厨师烹饪的赞赏。 Alright, 最后一个字呢，今天就是 whereas. 那 whereas 的话，它是一个 conjuring. 它的意思就是尽管或但是. So whereas it means compared with the fact. So for example, the UK has mild winters, whereas Sweden winters are usually very cold. 英国的冬天没那么冷，但是瑞典的冬天通常非常寒冷。 Okay, I think that's enough for today. Hopefully you learned what kind of habits in Asia are considered weird in the West. I think it's important to understand different countries' cultures and habits so when we visit them, we know how to respect their culture. Anyway, there's a bowl of hot chicken soup waiting for me on my dining table, so it is time for me to slip it away. See you next week. Peace.